In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today's Mass is offered for the repose of the soul of Elena Montoya, Gabriel Rivera, and for the repose of the soul of Carmen Houlihan. Just of note, we will have our normal Saturday Mass tomorrow, as nothing impedes that at 8 a.m. Today, we have First Friday, so just to get it out of the way, remember on First Fridays and every Friday of the year, we as Catholics always abstain from meat, from all flesh meats of beast and of fowl. So to make sure to do that during this day to help us to enter more readily into what God desires to do us in stripping us so that we may focus on the gifts that he gives us in his Sacred Heart. Not only do we have that as coinciding with this feast day today, but because it is the 7th of October, we also have the great feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. It is on this day that we commemorate when Pius V called the entirety of the church to come together and to pray for the Catholic armies that were going to meet outside of Greece. And there they would have a particular battle against the wicked Muslim Turks who were trying to overrun the whole of the Christian world. They were armed with one weapon. Every man was on every ship which had a priest, every ship which each one had gone to confession. They know that they were not merely fighting a physical war, but a spiritual war that was going on here between the forces of God and of righteousness and between the demons which are worshipped by the Muslims. Thanks be to God that it was through the power of Our Lady's Rosary that this great battle was won. And that's why Our Lady's feast day is celebrated today under the title of Our Lady of Victory. Now, what Our Lady desires to win for you and me is a great and grand victory over every evil that could possibly come against you and I in our spiritual lives. And so it is by that reason that she gave us the great gift which is her Psalter, her Rosary, consisting of these five decades in each chaplet of the Rosary, which we pray, so that we may walk through with her hands through the mysteries of the life of her Son. These 15 decades of the Rosary consist the full of the Rosary, walking through it from his very moments when his Annunciation was announced all the way until the last mysteries, where we dwell upon the ending of Our Lady's life in glory. What should the Rosary do for you and I in these times? The Gospel speaks about our Lord casting out demons, casting out devils. And he says, it is not possible to cast out the devils by the power of the devil, because a house divided and against itself cannot stand. So how are devils kept at bay? I'll share with you a story I believe I've shared with you at other times, which is given to us by Saint, I forget his name right now. It'll come to me by the end of it. He's one of the great moral doctors of the church. He tells us that there was a particular man who was visited by a number of miraculous happenings within his house. He looked around and he was always aided by a particular animal which wandered into his house in the evening hours. He came to find that there was a particular monkey, a creature, who came and visited him. And not only did this creature come and live with him as this exotic beast which he could be able to show off to others, but that it helped him with all of his chores, that it helped him to complete his tasks, that whenever he had something that needed to be done, it was this monkey that did these things for him. And he didn't have to train him, but he just did it. And so he himself thanked God for the grace of having this monkey that was there. Day in and day out, it did its tasks, and day in and day out, he did his. One day, he was being visited by his particular priest, who came by to see him, and he said, oh, I have to show you this creature which I have, this monkey which has been given to me. And so, showing off this monkey that was there before him, he said, look, it does everything it is that I have need of. So very little do I have to do as far as my chores. Sometimes I feel like I can just rest and complete my day just in total leisure, because he does so much for me. Let me show you him, Father. And as he went in searching through his house, he could not find this monkey anywhere where it could possibly be. Father was skeptical, because he said he doesn't know of any monkey who completes human chores for people in any way, and he's wondering how he came upon this monkey, so he was already on guard. Searching through the house, eventually the priest began to say, well, if your monkey is here, maybe there's some sort of force which is keeping him back. So he began to take out his holy water and sprinkle it through the place, and at that, alighting upon the monkey, it screeched when he hit with the holy water and came out and mounted himself upon the shoulder of this particular man. Seeing that the monkey was there, he said, oh, look here, Father, here he is. Here's the one who always helps me out. He always does all my things. He always cares for me in every way. He helps me so that oftentimes I feel as though I don't have to do any of my chores throughout the day because he takes care of them all for me. And at this, father became very nervous, and he said, I don't think that this is a natural monkey. And so with a few prayers, abjured that and struck it such that he revealed himself to be a demon. This creature was helping him out as a monkey, but he was truly a demon. And at that, he forced the demon monkey to present his true form as this hideous, hideous demon that was there before him and would not let him go until finally he would say to him why it is that he had taken over this man and what his intentions were. Oftentimes in an exorcism, a priest is able to do that. The monkey confessed the reason why he was there. He said, here I am. I have been sent here to go and to torment this man because I wish to drag his soul mercilessly to hell. But I've been prevented. I've been prevented by one thing which this man does. And so I've been unable to claim his soul. But each and every day I complete tasks for him, hoping that he himself will be lazy enough to forget his prayers. Lazy enough to not turn to God, particularly lazy enough not to turn to that woman, that queen. And he pointed and gestured toward his pocket. The man pulled out of his pocket what was there. The only thing that happened to be there was his rosary. And he said, yes, that one right there. Each day I try to make his life easy so that he will not have to do, will not do his task, and especially that he won't pray her weapon. And as he pulled that out, he said, Father, I don't actually pray it. I actually just get through a single decade every day and then I put it down. And he said, yes, and it is that decade which keeps me at bay. For if you would not pray that decade, every day I wait till the end and I would drag your soul to hell, but that decade is enough to keep me at bay. And so I do your next day's chores, hoping that you'll be lazy enough not even to pray that. And that the priest cast out the demon, sent him flying, never to return. And the man, from that moment on, not only prayed that decade, but actually completed the whole of the rosary for the rest of his life, knowing that if he would but forget to pray it at once, that he indeed might lose his soul for eternity. And so it is. The rosary is a great tool against the infernal attacks of the evil one. It's not a mere story, but a reality which goes on before us. See, Reginald Garrigou de Lagrange speaks about the power of the rosary, saying that the rosary takes us from the midst of all of our human interests and all of our human joys and makes us center upon the coming of the Savior. It takes us from our meaningless fears, from the sufferings which we bear so badly, and it reminds us how much it is that Jesus had to suffer for love of us and teaches us how to follow him by bearing that cross which divine providence has sent to purify us. The rosary finally takes from us all our earthly hopes and ambitions and makes us think of the true object of Christian hope, which is eternal life, and the grace is necessary to arrive there. For the rosary is more than a prayer, a petition. It is really a prayer of adoration, inspired by the thought of the incarnate God, and a prayer of reparation in memory of the passion of our Savior, a prayer of thanksgiving that helps the glorious mysteries continue to reproduce themselves in an uninterrupted entry of the elect into their glory. A more simple and a more elevated way of reciting the rosary is to do this, says Garrigou de Lagrange, that while saying it, we should keep our eyes of faith fixed upon the living Jesus, who is always making intercession for us and who is always acting upon us in accordance with the mysteries of his childhood or his passion or his glory. That he comes to us to make us like himself. So therefore, when we recite the rosary, let us fix our gaze upon the very person of Jesus who is looking at us. His look is more than a kind and understanding. It is the look of God. A look which purifies, a look which sanctifies, a look which gives you and I an unshakable peace. It is the look of our judge, and still more, the look of our Savior, our friend, the spouse of our souls. A rosary said in this way, even in solitude, even in silence, is the most fruitful conversation possible with Jesus. It is a conversation with Mary, too, which leads us always to intimacy with her Son. These are the words of Garrigou de Lagrange, this great spiritual master of the Dominican order. Today we have these opportunities to focus on so many of the mysteries and to realize that, yes, the rosary is too powerful against the forces of the evil one. Let's pray the rosary and not be ashamed to turn to our Lord who is here upon the altar in this act of adoration and see that as we pray the rosary, that it is our Lord who is looking back with us, who is our God, who is our friend, who is our intimate one. desiring to lead us through not just the mysteries that we are reminded that lead to our salvation, but also the mysteries that we go through in darkness in our life, the mysteries which we so often find ourselves losing hope in that eternal life for which God made us. And Our Lady desires us to remain within that gaze. In these hours of adoration, focus upon our Lord who focuses upon us. And there's no better weapon or tool that you and I can do to accomplish that feat than by taking Our Lady's weapon, letting her fight the battles for us and focus us upon the object of our salvation, Jesus Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.